Hello, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thanks for coming to my channel. And this is about Labour's policy on the European Union. At the moment, they say they've got no intention of leading the United Kingdom back into the European Union, though they are willing to be more cooperative and things like that. So there's a tendency in that direction. Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, a Labour politician, he said the other day that in the next Labour manifesto in the United Kingdom, it ought to be that the UK would seek to rejoin the European Union. Now, wow, why would they do that? Obviously, electorally advantageous, that's their reckoning, but previously they thought it'd be electorally disastrous. They cast their minds back to 2019 when they said, that they were said, we'll have a second referendum. Labour lost the election, went down from 42% in the previous election to 34% in that election. Ones who really seemed to do badly were the Liberal Democrats, down 11%, and indeed their leader lost her seat. However, 11% was still a significant gain on where the Liberal Democrats were in the previous election, 2017. Some had concluded that that would be catastrophic to advocate rejoining the European Union. But why are they changing? I mean, the party actually hasn't changed its policy, but it's more likely to do that than not, I think, because they see the threat as being on the left, being the Greens, who are Eurofanatics, to some extent, the Liberal Democrats. They don't perceive Reform United Kingdom as people that they can win people back from. I mean, it's a threat because there's a major party ahead of the opinion polls for over a year. But they think many people there are irreconcilables. Of those who say they're going to vote Reform United Kingdom, about 25% voted Labour in the previous election. So why do they switch to Reform UK? I suppose they are disaffected from Labour already. It's not really to do with the European Union. If they thought that Brexit wasn't hard enough, they could have voted Reform UK in 2024 and not just tended that way subsequently. So Labour said, well, forget about those people. We're not going to win them back anytime soon. Plus, you know, they're older voters. They're dying off. I mean, they're not that old on average. They're less likely to vote. They're some of the least educated voters who go for Reform United Kingdom. They've got a poorer turnout. But what's really keeping Labour up at night is the Green Party, which is ahead of the opinion polls. So they think we've got to win over these Europhile sort of people as well as left-leaning people. And that is a policy that they will find attractive. And indeed, that's the policy of the Green Party. The Liberal Democrats said they wanted to rejoin the European Union at some point. But if the United Kingdom held a referendum to leave the EU as it did, then surely it must have a referendum for an affirmative vote if it was to rejoin. I mean, legally, that's not the case. Parliament can do what it wants, can hold a referendum or not, can seek to rejoin the European Union or not, can disregard the result of a referendum. And David Lammy and some other Eurofanatics did just that. The whole purpose of the referendum was for the government would go along with the will of the people. Every politician said that. But as soon as the people delivered a decision that the establishment didn't like, David Lammy was anti-democratic. So you see how anti-democratic the Liberal Democrats are. The first party to demand a referendum on EU membership back in the days when they were confident that the Eurofile side would win it. Well, be careful what you wish for. You may want it. And remember meeting Lord Raynard, the disgraced Liberal Democrat peer. All these women accused him of sexually molesting them. And he said, rejoin the European Union and then never hold a referendum again. Now, the Lib Dems used to like referenda because they always lost elections. Every election since 1910. So this is the one thing that they could win. So that's why they were going to go back to it. Right. So that is a flagship policy, something could be seen as successful and so forth. So Labour's been tending that way for a long time. For the people who are minded to vote Labour, sort of like under 40, or urban, or educated, this is a very alluring policy. And they might say also only Labour can make it happen. The Greens are not going to get into government, nor indeed the Liberal Democrats. You've got to vote Labour. But voting to rejoin the European Union and actually rejoining are two very different things. And the European Union can make it very difficult to rejoin, could string the negotiations out of years for years and say, well, if you rejoin, you have to join the euro and you have to be in this policy and you have to pay in more money and you can never leave again and you have to give up your base on Cyprus and the United Kingdom has to give back Gibraltar despite the great majority of Gibraltarians wanting to remain a British territory and indeed Spain accepting it's British on multiple occasions. So it would be a very high price to pay indeed. And if that deal was put to a referendum, it might be rejected. Okay. The opinion polls show something like 55% of people want to join the European Union. Now, that might be overrating the Europhile side. Remember, in the 2016 referendum, it said 52% were going to vote Remain. It was only 48% at the end. But even that, there's a 4-point margin of error, which is a lot. If from 55% down to 51%, the rejoin side would still win. We shall see. But it'd be a big risk, because if you lose, you're in trouble. It would really undermine the authority of any Labour government. Remember Cameron, he lied, as usual. The morning of the referendum, he said if he lost, he would stay as Prime Minister. Absolutely. With hours, he'd resign, felt his authority was gone. So it would, but, you know, the Irish public are more sensible about these things. The government calls referenda, campaigns in whatever way, sometimes loses, and the Taoiseach doesn't resign because it's not a vote in him. It's only been a him so far. It's a vote on one particular policy, right? It's not the government as a whole. And Labour winning an election is not a mandate to rejoin the European Union, because, of course, we had a referendum before, and a manifesto has got policies on dozens of issues. But, you know, you've only got one vote. You might agree with Labour on the NHS, but the Conservatives on the economy, and the Liberal Democrats on the environment, and the Greens on public transport, and Reform UK on tax, but you still agree with Labour on education, and the Conservatives on defence. And so you might agree with different parties on different policies. You know, read a party's manifesto. Few people do. I'm a politics anorak, even I don't. And agree with some of them totally, agree with some of them partially, disagree with some of them, but you've only got one vote. It simplifies all these issues down into a single vote, and that's taken as an endorsement of every single policy, which is preposterous because most people don't know what they are, far less understand. But, I mean, how do we make a workable system, given that people of sort of cognitive misers don't find this scintillating? You're not going to put that much time or trouble into making sense of all the policies that are forwarded by the various political parties. So what do you think? How likely is it the Labour will have this as a policy, the next Westminster general election, to lead the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland back into the EU? That were to happen, that would put a dampener on the separatists in North Britain, because that's one of their arguments for leaving the United Kingdom. Even there's no guarantee that a separate Scotland would ever get into the European Union. It would slightly weaken separatism in Northern Ireland. I mean, obviously, they're not really to be separate completely, but to fuse with the Irish Republic and so forth. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.